This is a description for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J-P-A-L-M-E-R, Seema J. Palmer, date of birth 4-10-90, date of accident 8-2-2023, date of service 2-15-2024. Date of service 2-15-2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially seen on 8-7-2023, immediately after her accident of 8-2-2023. According to the patient, all her symptoms are allegedly caused by the accident, as has been described. In a T-bone accident on the driver's side while she was traveling as a front seat passenger at the time of accident, leading to head injury, TBI symptoms, and pain syndromes affecting the left shoulder, the left chest and lower back, with shooting pain to the left buttock and left upper thigh continuously. These symptoms overall have improved to the tune of 60%. She is undergoing injection treatment for lumbar epidural steroid injections along with physical therapy and other medications and other treatments, including chiropractic. She is found to have an extreme spasm in the muscles that have been relieved. The pain in the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical spine is related to the multi-level disc herniation at each level that has been present. So she has C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, and then T3, T4, T4, T56, T67, T7, and 8, and also L34, L45, L5, S1 disc involvement, and 4 to 6 injections to the LESI, 2 injections to thoracic and 2 for the cervical were advised, and they are being done. 2 injections for the left sacroiliac joint is also advised, which is being organized. The patient does report improvement after this, and she wants all the medication and therapy to continue. Currently, her pain level is between 6 and 9 in the affected area. The chest pain is now slightly better in the left lower chest. Headaches are also improved remarkably. She wakes up stiff in the morning, and most pain is in the morning. The ADLs are affected 8. Please review the chart for ADL for the system review. For the additional history, for the current pain medications, and substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure 111 over 72, pulse 59, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 1-11-2024, dictation number 0115-086. Plan is to continue the physical therapy as before, 3 times per week, and then it will be reduced to once a week as she has had tremendous amount of therapy, maximum healing has happened. Focusing on sacroiliac, she has been advised to soak herself in a warm water, exercise, home exercises, yoga, and stretching of the spine. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation, and a case management has been added also. The patient is otherwise stable, and she has been provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Acifex 20 mg a day, Tylenol number 4, 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain only, Aloe 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Neurontin is provided, 600 mg twice a day for further help. In addition, she has also been provided with compounding cream for local topical pain, quad cane she is using, rotator walker, back brace, cold compression. X-ray chest never showed any fractures, and the X-ray of the left hip didn't show any fractures. She is undergoing counseling. Ophthalmology eye exam has been ordered. Case management is going on. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered and being done. And so patient has a multi-specialty approach. She is also seeing a neurology. And she feels comfortable and satisfied with the care. Thank you.